Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. I quit. I quit being hard on myself. I quit friendships that were not right for me. I quit accepting behavior that wasn't okay. I quit trying to impress people that don't impact my life. I quit questioning my worth. During my season of growth and working on developing myself into the best person that I can be, I've quit a lot of different things. And actually, I'm happy about it. Sometimes we're afraid to show up and admit that we had to stop doing something because it was no longer working for us or no longer serving us. The fear of shame from those who you think are watching, the fear of disappointing people, the concern with how it'll look, all of those things come second to how you show up for yourself, how you nurture your own feelings and your own well-being. So if continuing to do something that's no longer serving you or your greater good, if you're doing that, you have to decide when it's time to let go. You have to decide when it's time to let go before that something lets you go. Sometimes you can keep holding on to that person, that position, or that situation so long past the expiration date that not only does it start to stink, but you start to stink as a result of being in too close of proximity. There are plenty of reasons why we hold on and have a hard time pulling the trigger to quit whatever it is that needs the quitting. We may be afraid of what admitting that we're quitting will say about us, or we're busy trying to impress people that are trying to impress us too, but in actuality, nobody is winning because it's all fake. If I'm trying to impress you, trying to impress me, and we're all basing this whole idea of impressing each other off of things that are not actually reality or not actually serving us, then it's all fake. It's keeping us in a facade, where we think other people want to see something, so we're just doing it because we think that that's what they want to see. And I say, it's time to quit. The real personal change comes when you can let go and say, I'm okay with quitting this. Whatever that this is. This could be a habit, it could be a person, it could be a relationship, a situation, an action, a city, a mindset. There is a multitude of things that you're this that you want to quit could be. The art of quitting can apply to so many areas of our lives. But because we have given quitting this negative connotation, we think it's a bad thing to quit. That's where it now stands in many of our minds. Like quitting, I don't want to be known as a quitter. That's a bad thing. We don't want to be known as the one who quit because we think it's weak. Like maybe we gave up, or maybe we didn't try hard enough. Maybe we didn't give it our all. Maybe in some respect, we failed because we quit. But really, I think of it as giving in to the idea of creating a better you and owning what feels right and what feels best to you. In this social world, we all mislead people every day. From the people who are big time influencers to the everyday person who just has a small following of family and friends and people that sort of know them. We all mislead people on social media every single day. But there's really true power in owning the narrative so that you can then control the narrative. And when I say the narrative, that more so means the storyline. It's okay if you were maybe a blogger / solopreneur who quit that blogger / solopreneur life that you were presenting out there to everyone, whether it be on social media or otherwise. You quit that life for a more stable life, a stable check with perhaps, say, a 9-to-5. If that's what you needed to do to lead your best life, then own it. Don't fake it for the look of still being a part of this quote unquote entrepreneurial cool culture that's going on. There's more power in depicting the real, even if you don't give people the play-by-play of your life or of what's happening or what you're doing. You can still give people an insight or give them an idea of what's happening without misleading them. There's more power in depicting the real. There's just more power in depicting the real, even if you don't give them the play-by-play, so that when you make your next move, whatever that next move may be, there's room to cheer you on because your peers, your supporters, your friends, they get it. They can see the journey because you've let them in to a degree. You're not giving them a facade. You're not trying to mislead them. You've let them see and be a part of, in some cases, the journey. And this, when I say this, this is not just for people who are looking to build a brand online. It's not just talking to people who are entrepreneurs or solopreneurs or people that want to start businesses. No, this is to everybody. This is to all of us. Whether you're corporate or freelance or entrepreneur or independent, however you want to describe yourself, we all get on social platforms in ways that people can see us, and we sometimes are guilty of misleading or not representing fully what's actually happening. Or like my dad used to say, or still probably says, lying by omission. You know, you're omitting some of the facts, some of the truths, so that you can let people come to their own conclusions, which you know might not be all the way in line with reality. When people can see your journey, when they can see that you've been strong enough to quit and to walk away from something, and then they can see you come on the other side of that, they're more willing to champion you. They're more willing to cheer from you, to say go, to even be inspired by you. The reality is that none of us have it all figured out. We're constantly asking ourselves, or our trusted friends or colleagues or people that we regularly engage with, we're regularly asking them those questions. You know the questions where you're trying to figure out, did you make the right decision? Did you make the best decision? What you should do given these two options? Is your life in the place where it should be? Could you have done more? Should you be doing more? All those questions that float around regularly all the time that we're all grappling with because we want to be the best. We want to show up the best. We want to live these lives that we've envisioned and sometimes envisioned from youth. And there's a beauty in asking those questions too. And once you realize it, life is just like this big game, and we're all just trying to figure out the pieces to use and the rules that work for us. People think they'll be forever young and not have to address what's not working, but we won't be. Part of growing as a person is realizing when you need to own your shit and when you need to take action. And sometimes quitting is the action. As always, thank you so much for joining me on the 7-Minute Sunday. And don't forget that Pick My Brain sessions are still available. If you want to find out more about what that looks like and working with me one-on-one, just head over to switchpivoterquick.com. And I hope that you guys have an amazing week this week. I hope that you take the time to consider some things that you may need to quit in your life to make it better, to improve who you are and how you show up in this world. And as always, keep killing it.